So this is a study out of Toronto of about 8,000 boys, 8,500, 6 to 17, and the neurosurgeon concludes young players are now 10 times more likely to suffer a brain injury after Hockey Canada allowed body contact from the Adam Age group.
That's right. This was a very straightforward study, Steve, where they looked at data from the Canadian Hospitals Injury Reporting and Prevention Program. That's a program that lists cause of injury and tabulates the data. And the question they wanted to ask was, did the risk of injury, brain injury, head injuries, high impact injuries, increase with the change of body checking rules? And so before and after body checking rules were relaxed and was followed over 10 seasons, and they did find that hospital admissions demonstrated that more than 50% of all the injuries were due to body checking, and that certain groups are more vulnerable, and the rate of injuries increased when the body checking rules changed, that is, lowering the age for body checking, and you had more injuries. And the group that was most harmed by this was the Adam group, the 10 to 11-year-olds, which was changed to 9 to 10-year-olds in 2002 and 2003, where the relative risk of brain injuries was 10 times greater in that group. And so you have to ask, what are the reasons for that? You know, why is it that you're seeing greater injuries in that group? Well, first of all, bodies are smaller, so the proportion of energy absorption by the body in that case is much greater because they have a smaller body. They have to absorb the impact more. They can't distribute the energy over their bodies, and so they have a greater chance of injury, potentially less coordinated. Their bone structures are different. They have, I wouldn't call it softer bones, but really when you look at how a child is developing, there's still a lot of cartilage at the ends of the bones. And also the skull may be a little bit softer because they're still growing and the bones have to be able to extend and they grow from the cartilage. So they're not small adults. They are children. So their bodies will sustain injuries that are very different at times than adults because of the anatomical differences between them. So that's all they did in this study. They just were saying, look, you have to consider what we found, and now it's up to you to determine what is appropriate for children and what's more appropriate for older children or teens. That's all they're trying to say in this particular study.
Okay, thank you, doctor.